Our study continues in the 25th chapter of Ezekiel. This chapter prophesies the doom of four nations which surrounded Judah. We've already discussed three of those nations, which were the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites. Now, beginning with verse 15, we have the prophecy against the Philistines. The Philistines occupied the area along the seacoast. They were a long time resident of this land of Canaan, even being there during the time of Abraham. Their origin is not too certain, but it's thought that they probably came from the island of Crete before they got to this land of Canaan. And their territory was that which was given to the tribe of Judah when the inheritance of the tribes was distributed. They were never completely driven out. Judah didn't occupy this territory from the Philistines during the time of Joshua, and consequently they were always a very, very big problem to the land of Israel. They were at constant enmity with Israel. They were ready to go to war at any time, and they even tried to manufacture reasons to have war with the Israelites. Even when it seemed during the time of Solomon that they might have been conquered, actually they made a comeback. So beginning in the 15th verse of Ezekiel 25, he prophesies of their destruction. Thus saith the Lord God, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge, and have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Now there were two things that seemed to motivate these Philistines. Number one, it was revenge. They wanted to get vengeance. They wanted to repay Israel for past conflicts, past problems. Actually, they might have thought in their own mind that they had some reason for this, because it was God's will for them to have been run out of this land and for the land to have been occupied by his people, since this land had been designated to be given to the people of God for an inheritance, and the Philistines were not candidates among the people of God. So they thought in their own mind they had reason for revenge, but we know that age-old law of God applies to all. It is God's business to get revenge. Vengeance is his. He's the one that will do the repaying if there's any repaying to be done, and it does not give that privilege or that prerogative to anybody else. And so the Philistines couldn't take this prerogative, but this was one of the motives that they had for their persecution of and continued enmity with Israel, and in particular here Judah, was that they wanted to get revenge. And he says they have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart. All of their dealings was motivated by revenge, so that they were underhanded. They were doing things in such a way as to somehow get back at Israel, and they had actually taken vengeance with a despiteful heart. This was their very core. This was all that they could think about. This was the thing that they were most taken up by, was getting vengeance. And he says to destroy it for the old hatred. They actually didn't want to just bring about some harm to Judah. They want to destroy it. They want to bring about an end to Judah. This was their purpose. And so they wanted to do this for the old hatred. And the old hatred means the problems that dated way back to their initial encounter with the Israelites. And the margin renders this in some versions as a perpetual hatred, a hatred that never ends, that is a continual, everyday, year-in, year-out thing. And so that is the condition the Philistines were in as far as their relationship with Israel was concerned, and that is the reason that God is taking his vengeance out on them, simply because of this attitude that they had. And we can see how that this attitude of this people, known as the Philistines, could very easily be the same attitude that each one of us as an individual could have towards another person or towards another group of people. We cannot afford this kind of an attitude, the attitude of vengeance, the attitude of revenge, the attitude of having a despiteful heart, the attitude of having an old hatred that would make us act in such a way as to want to destroy. But that's the very reason that the Philistines were going to have the wrath of God come upon them. Now this is foretold also in the 47th chapter of Jeremiah. Now in verse 16, therefore thus saith the Lord God, here we're going to have the destruction, the judgment that God's going to bring upon them because of this attitude that they had. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out mine hand upon the Philistines, and I will cut off the Kerithims, and destroy the remnant of the sea coast. So God is going to bring about a punishment upon them that he describes here as stretching out his hand upon the Philistines. Now when God stretches out his hand, it means that he uses some instrument, some weapon, some tool that he has chosen for this purpose. And in this particular case, that tool is going to be the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, that army. Shortly after they finished Jerusalem, that army laid this country flat of the Philistines. He says, and I will cut off the Kerithims. Now this word Kerithims is a little obscure. It is thought by some to refer to the island of Crete. And the island of Crete is thought to be the origin of the Philistines. That is, before they got to this land of Canaan, they had migrated there from the island of Crete. There are other theories about this word, but it has to do somehow or other with referring to the people here known as the Philistines. I will cut off the Kerithims and destroy the remnant of the seacoast. And of course the seacoast was the area in which they lived. And these people were so prominent, they'd been here so long, until the name Palestine is derived from this name of the Philistines. And so God says in verse 17, and I will execute great vengeance upon them with furious rebukes. Now that is a fearsome description of what could happen to them, what would put fear into anybody if they just knew that this description was going to apply to them. Great vengeance with furious rebukes. These nations round about Jerusalem should have been most fearful when they saw the destructive effects of the Chaldean army as it sieged Jerusalem and then later destroyed it. They should have known that they were going to be next in line. They should have been making some kind of preparation. They should have been making some changes in their lives, changes in their habits. But no, they were so vengeful themselves against Jerusalem. They were so delighted in seeing her brought down until they were unable to see the great destruction that was coming upon them. And so this great vengeance did happen. And they did receive furious rebukes. And in the New Testament times, we don't seem to have any reference at all to the Philistines. They had been so obliterated until what might have been left of them was simply absorbed in the Jewish nation. And then he concludes by saying, and they shall know that I am the Lord when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. Now God is the one who does get vengeance. God is the one who does repay. That's his job. That's his prerogative. That's his privilege. And he does it. And so this destruction brought upon them was simply the vengeance that God got upon them. And so he says, they shall know that I am the Lord. They were going to know then that they had been tampering with the true and the living God, that he was the God of Israel, and that he was not to be mocked. He was not to be taken lightly, because then this would bring about their destruction, which it did bring about. And Ezekiel repeats this phrase so many times, they shall know that I am the Lord. That is the ultimate purpose, that's the goal of these great events that are happening here that Ezekiel is prophesying about, these four nations in this chapter that are going to fall. The goal is so that they will know that this is the true God, this is the living God, there is one God, and this is that one God. He does not share with idolatry, and he does not tolerate those that would take him lightly and those that would treat his people in a bad way. So that concludes the 25th chapter of Ezekiel.